All right, we're talking now with Danvers football coach Sean Terrio before the game with Gloucester. And coach, a great season with one little fly in the ointment, I guess. And let's look back for a second at the playoff game. Conference overall doing very well, and everybody sort of ran into a buzzsaw in that second game. And you guys had a tough game against North Reading.
Yeah, no, I'm really proud of the conference. I think, over the past few years, many of the teams in the NEC have done exceptionally well against, you know, maybe some other conferences that most people thought were superior. And, I'm really proud of, you know, what Beverly was able to do, Marblehead, you know, and even some of the other teams. Gloucester's winning playoff games pretty consistently. So it's really a good – it's a very tough league. And, by the end of it, you know, you're pretty well prepared for what you have coming in front of you.
You were up in the Merrimack Valley Conference, right, at one time?
Correct, yes.
So how do you look at that? They got bigger schools and so on, but how do you look at the competition?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's exceptional competition, you know, and it's different. It's a different kind of league. This is more of a run-first league for the most part. That's a very much a passing league, a spread offense league, with the exception of Chelmsford for a long time. But, you know, yeah, they're bigger schools, and they've done, you know, they take football very seriously and had some great teams and great competitions. But, you know, teams like Tewksbury, they're usually on top, or is a team that, you know, the NEC has been able to defeat the last few seasons.
You know, one more comment on the North Reading game. We've got Matt Andrea sitting in here. We're going to talk with him in a few minutes. And, you guys have a multiple skill set. You've got a lot of guys you can rely on, but when you lose someone who's carried the load so much, it probably has a trickle-down effect, I imagine, in a game.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as you can see, if you watch the North Reading game, we just kind of came to a standstill once that happened. We do have some other guys that have done a nice job, but, you know, from not even just a running back standpoint, but defensively, special teams, leadership, it certainly affected us.
Okay, and you bounce right back following week.
Yeah, no, that was an exciting game. It was good. I think it helped the kids' confidence going into Thanksgiving, knowing, you know, that they were able to kind of put something together and squeak out a win on the road, given the circumstances with Maddie injured and, you know, out of the playoffs. So it was good to have that win.
Okay, now we come up to Thanksgiving, and I don't know, man. The last few years, Danvers and Gloucester have just been incredible battles, and I'm sure it's going to be the same this year. And in Matt's career, it's been back and forth. I don't know what do we expect?
Probably more of the same. You know, you're going to see an extremely physical battle. You know, two teams that like to run the football and play great defense. It's going to be who makes the most plays. It could come down to one play. It could come down to two plays. You know, we'll see. It'd definitely be exciting, though.
One thing I've attended a couple of the captain's luncheons before the game, and it is amazing to me how kids can clash each other's in the, you know, bodies and smack each other around and try to, you know, drive each other into the ground. But afterwards, sometimes they become college teammates, if not at least acquaintances over the years, and you look back at it. So football, in fact, I was talking to Coach Cirilli about this. Football is sort of a small version of the game of life, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's you pretty much hit the nail on the head with what makes football so great, you know, is that you can have that battle, and before and after the game you can be amicable with each other, and, you know, like you said, maybe they're good friends, maybe they're just acquaintances, you know, but at the end of the day, that is a respect for each other.
Absolutely.
You know, but when between the whistles, it's going to be an absolute brawl.
No question. Looking forward to it. And coach, finally, I asked the coaches and the kids when I get a chance, what's the routine on Thanksgiving? Because I know for coaches, it's especially emotional, win, lose, or draw. And so, you know, the night before is generally a family thing, or you're anticipating Thanksgiving. But you guys have a different ritual as coaches. So tell me a little bit about what Thanksgiving is like for you, maybe, from beginning in the morning until you go home and have dinner.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's certainly a bittersweet time. You know, it's a lot of work till you get to the Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden you have nothing. But my family gets together after Thanksgiving. We have the family football game, so they wait for me to come home from my game, and that's about almost as competitive as the one I'm coaching earlier. And then, you know, I have a giant family now. We have 15 kids under 4 years old in our family. So, you know, Thanksgiving and holidays is certainly an exciting time for everyone. You know, as far as football traditions, you know, it's the same preparation as anything else, you know, and, you know, it's a day game, so it's a little bit different, but, you know, the prep as far as the walkthroughs and the game planning all stays the same.
All right, finally, you mentioned this is it. It's over. You know, Thanksgiving afternoon, all said and done. You know, I remember talking to you guys back in the heat just a couple of months ago. It seemed like yesterday. But what are you most pleased with, Sean, with this group of kids?
You know, it's funny you say that. I was thinking about it on the way over here. Is we just have so many self-made kids that, you know, maybe had a certain amount of talent coming in to high school football, but have just really reached levels that they wouldn't have reached had they not worked as hard. And, you know, someone like Maddie, who was obviously very talented, or Quinn Holland or Kieran Moratti, came in with talent, who have just worked really hard to get even better. But then you have kids like Kyle Purcell and Cole Johnson and Jack Ackerley, who have, you know, really, you know, physically don't have a whole lot, and they'd admit that, who have made themselves into very solid football players and have really been the star of the show the whole season.
Sean, any final thoughts?
No, I mean, I think, you know, as this time kind of comes around and, you know, you're getting your speeches ready for the luncheon and for the pre-Thanksgiving speech and your speech for the banquet as the year goes on, you reflect on, you know, what a just great place this is, Danvers High School, and the kids that are here, and, you know, an opportunity to coach them has been great.
Good luck. All right, that's Sean Terrio, Danvers High School football coach.